奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来分享圣经的道理。
Hello, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to share a message from the Bible with everyone.
今天晚上呢，要跟大家来查考希伯来书十三章里面这个主题更美的爱心。
And in today, I would like to study Hebrew chapter 13, and the topic is a better love.
就是我们最近读经进度，今天应该是要读希伯来书第十三章。
And based on our daily Bible reading, we should be reading Hebrew chapter 13 today.
我们最近这两个礼拜，如果我们都在读希伯来书的话，我们会发现希伯来书一直在强调一个信息，就是主耶稣基督呢，他来到人间，给我们带来一个更美的救赎。
And so, if we're reading, following the daily Bible reading, and for right now, we're reading the book of Hebrews, and we'll see one of the main themes of Hebrew is that Jesus Christ is brings a better
salvation. 那个更美的这个字眼一直在希伯来书里面重复的出现。
And a more beautiful salvation can be seen throughout the book of Hebrews.
我们有时候读圣经的时候，我们读完一卷书以后要重新回顾一下，就是回去看看其他章节所说的，因为有时候我们会忘记了。
So sometimes when we read the Bible, after we finish a book, we should go back and review what we have read.
你会看到在这一卷书里面最特殊的字眼就是更美的，更美的，它一直重复强调更美的信心，更美的指望，更美的爱心。
And from the book of Hebrews, it talks a lot about a better hope, a better love.
哦，更美的家乡。
A better home.
Home, 对。那还有很多，主耶稣基督他来的是给我们设立一个更美的约。
And a better from when Jesus Christ came, a better covenant.
哦，那主耶稣做了一个更美的事情。
And Jesus Christ is something that is better.
那所以在这个希伯来书里面，一般来说，他们有些人觉得说，是不是这本书好难？
And so for some people, they may think the book of Hebrews is difficult.
其实这卷书里面他讲的，它是一个很重要的新约跟旧约之间的桥梁。
And for however, this book is a very important bridge between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那这卷书从最后，其实他在谈到主耶稣基督的救赎是超越了旧约律法。主耶稣基督啊，他自己是大祭司，他自己也是那个羔羊啊，自己把自己献上了。
And so, how it talks about how Jesus Christ is the high priest and the sacrificial lamb, and how he overcomes the Old Testament Mosaic laws.
他献上他自己。
And he sacrificed himself.
啊，所以主耶稣基督呢，他来到人间，给我们一个更美的信息。
So he gave us a better salvation.
啊，然后他现在这个救赎的工作现在还在进行着。
And so the spirit work of salvation still continues today.
还在今天他在这个天父的右边为我们持续不断的在献祭，在赎罪。
And he is at the right hand of the heavenly Father, and he is praying for us and interceding for us.
如果我们知道认识耶稣基督，他是这么慈悲又忠信的在执行这个天父的旨意，就是要救赎我们所有的人类的时候，我们就会很放心的到他施恩宝座前来跟他祷告祈求。
And so, if we know how Jesus Christ is so faithful to God's will, then we will want to come before His mercy seat to seek after Him.
那所以他在里面在提到主耶稣的一些角色。
So here it talks about the different roles of Jesus Christ.
啊，他一直在强调一个重点，就是主耶稣是大祭司。
And it keeps in this book, it keeps emphasizing that Jesus Christ is the high priest.
那这个大祭司呢，他做了一个更美的工作了。
And this high priest did a great or better work.
那这个就是要让我们今天什么事情都借着耶稣基督呢，能够进到天父面前，能够享受成为天父儿女的喜乐跟平安。
So for us, it is through Jesus Christ that we are able to experience the joy and peace.
因为他是我们神跟人之间的中保。
Because he is the
mediator.
Oh, the mediator between us and God.
那在希伯来书的后面呢，从第十一章开始啊，十一章、十二章、十三章啊，这三章啊，在讲三个重点。
And chapter 11, chapter 12, and chapter 13 of Hebrews talks about three different points.
那第十一章最明显的就是一直在谈到信心。
And in chapter 11 is very obvious that it is talking about faith.
所以他讲到一个信心的生活。
And it talks about a life of faith.
这个是更美的信心。
And this is a better faith.
这个信心比在旧约时代那个古圣徒他们更好。
And this faith is better than the people in the Old Testament.
因为以前旧约时代那些圣徒他们都在仰望等候耶稣基督。
Because the people in the Old Testament were waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ.
他们没有听过耶稣基督讲的信息。
They did not hear the gospel that Jesus Christ preached.
他们也没办法亲眼看到耶稣所行的神迹，这个旧弥赛亚救世主来到人间所做的这些事情。
And they were not able to see the miracles of the Messiah when he came.
但是我们现在这个人，我们这一代的人，我们就看到，我们知道了。
However, for us today, we have seen it.
所以呢，我们没有，我们不是在2000年前主耶稣在世上的时候那时代的人。
However, we were not there 2000 years ago.
但是我们借着圣经所留下主耶稣的基督，我们就好像亲临现场，看到耶稣基督在行神迹，在讲道理一样。
But through
我们就好像我们人在现场一样，我们借着读圣经，我们就好像我们看到耶稣基督在行神迹。
So through the Bible, however, we are able to see the miracles that Jesus Christ did.
主耶稣所做的，以前的人是不知道，因为他们已经死掉了。
And however, the miracles that, however, the people in the Old Testament were not able to see the miracles that Jesus Christ did because they had already passed away.
Right. 我们现在我们活着，我们看到他，我们就知道主耶稣做过什么事了。
However, for us today, through the Bible, we are able to know what Jesus Christ did.
所以第十一章来讲这个，我们要有一个更美的生活，里面很重要的一个就是信心的问题。
So, for in chapter 11 talks about in order for us to have a better life is to have a better faith.
因为从第十一章开始，你就会看到都跟我们的生活有关。
So, because starting from chapter 11, is related with our faith.
哦，所以十一章在讲更美的信心哦。
So chapter 11 talks about a better faith.
那到第十二章在讲一个更美的盼望。
And chapter 12 talks about a better hope.
这个盼望就是我们在仰望天上那个天上圣徒所聚在一起的总会，就是那个天上的耶路撒冷，神的城。
So our better hope is the heavenly Jerusalem, the kingdom of God.
我们将来是在神的国度有份的人。
Because we have an inheritance in the kingdom of God.
我们可以进入那个不会震动的国度里。
And we will enter into a kingdom that will not shake.
对，那所以这是我们的盼望。
So this is our hope.
到第十三章呢，他讲一个更美的生活里面谈到爱心的问题。
And so in chapter 13, it talks about love.
这个爱心是在我们实际生活当中，我们要怎么样对人。我们要怎样要求自己？我们要怎么样去对待那些在特别提到说为所有的信徒在关心的这些牧者
？And so, and for a better love, and is in our daily life, and how we react with our family, and how we would pastor those in church.
就是对其他人，我们应该怎样执行爱心
？And is towards other people, how can we show love to them?
对我们自己，我们要怎么样爱自己？
And for ourselves, how can we love ourselves?
我们要怎么样去爱那些关心我们灵魂的这些人
？And how can we show love to those who care about our spirituality?
哦，所以我们在领受神的恩典之后，我们如果能够了解啊这个爱心的重点，那我们在生活上一定可以荣耀神，得到神的祝福。
So, if when we receive blessings from God and we're able to show love, then we will be able to glorify God in our life.
对，然后得到神的祝福。
And to receive His blessing.
我们如果看十三章第一节。
Let's look at Hebrew chapter 13, verse 1.
这里说你们务要长存弟兄相爱的心。
Verse 1, keep on loving each other as brothers.
第二节说不可以忘记哦，用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，就不知不觉接待了天使。
Two, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
第三节说你们要纪念被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Verse 3, remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering.
这三节圣经来讲，我们要怎么样对待人，用爱心对待别人。
So these three verses talk about how we can show love to other people.
你看他一开始说我们要对我们弟兄要存相爱的心。
So in the first verse, it talks about loving our brothers.
因为当时候他为什么特别提到这个对弟兄存相爱的心呢？
And why does he talk about loving each other as brothers?
因为其实希伯来书他在写作的那个时代里面啊，有很多异端在 教会里面是啊流传的。
Because at the time when this book was written in the apostolic church, there were many heresies that was going around.
有些人信仰开始走偏了。
And there were people who were starting to stray away from the truth.
那当时候也有很多逼迫患难的事情在弟兄姐妹当中，所以他们面临了很多信仰的挑战。
And there was also a lot of persecution and trials and tribulations that they encountered.
所以就好像第十章里面讲说，他们很多人家业被抢去了，他们被杀了，他们当时候真的面对很多苦难，是我们这个时代的人所没有的。
And it's like that many of them were killed and persecuted, and it's something that we cannot imagine today.
他们为了要信耶稣，他们可能失去所有的财产。
And in order for them to believe in Christ, they may have lost all their inheritance.
他们可能就被赶出会堂了，赶出他们犹太人的会堂了。
And they might have been kicked out of the Jewish temple.
所以当时候有一些是信心软弱的人。
So at the time, there were some people who were weak in faith.
那当时候有一些怀疑的。主耶稣基督所要留给我们这个救恩、天国的盼望。
And there are also people who doubted about the salvation that Jesus Christ preached and the hope in the salvation.
他现在提到说要对弟兄存相爱的心。
So it tells us that, in this verse tells us to love each other as brothers.
所以有时候我们对那些软弱的、对那些可能有点走偏的人，我们用爱心挽回他们。
So, for those that might be straying away from the truth, or those that are physically weak, spiritually weak, we need to show love to them.
你看，现在看跳过去看第九节。
Let's jump to verse 9.
他说：“你们不要被那个诸般怪异的教训勾引了去。”
Verse 9. Do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings.
就是当时候有一些怪异的教训在勾引人的。
So, And tells us here that there were strange teachings that were carrying people away.
那这个怪异的教训，如果你继续看第九节，接下去再讲，就是跟吃东西、跟饮食有关系的。
And from this, if we continue reading the verse, we can see that the strange teaching was talking about foods.
那这些跟饮食有关系，表示跟这律法的条例有关。
So, if it's talking about foods, that means it's related with the Mosaic laws.
所以当时候有些信徒他们对这个主耶稣基督所给我们的自由，跟他真的要成就的这个救恩，还不太清楚。
So, so at the time, the people were not familiar with the freedom that Jesus Christ gave us and his salvation.
那像面对这样的一个弟兄姐妹，他说我们一定要存相爱的心呢。
And so when we encounter when the author said that when they encounter this, they need to show love.
我们用爱心挽回他们。
So we need to use love to correct them.
那这个道理就是像保罗在加拉太书里面所讲的，如果有人偶然被过犯所胜之后，我们用爱心把他挽回来。
And it's like Paul said in the book of Galatians that if someone is straying away from the truth, that we need to use love to bring them back.
哦，所以是挽回来，而不是把他推出去的。
And it is to bring them back, not to kick them out.
不能够说，你跟我不一样，所以我不要跟你在一起，所以就把他推走。
And it's not that if they're different from us, then we don't want you anymore, so we kick you out.
那这样就不是爱心了。
And this is not love.
所以他这边特别是说对弟兄，表示说对我们自己本身同样信主的这些弟兄姐妹们。
So it's towards brothers, so it's our fellow members.
那所以我们今天如果对信心比较软弱的同龄，我们一定要用爱心挽回，去劝勉他们，去关怀他们。
So for those who are weak in faith, we need to use love to encourage them and bring them back.
那第二节说要纪念，不，第二节说不可以忘记用爱心接待客旅。
And in verse 2, it says, do not forget to entertain strangers.
这是对一些旅客了，就是可能我们不认识的人。
And so this might be towards people that they are not familiar with.
那这个客旅应该也是指的主内的弟兄们。
And these strangers can may also be talking about those who are believers as well.
因为当时候他们如果是遇到逼迫患难的时候，有人可能从这个地方迁移到另外一个地方去了。
Because since they encountered persecution, people might move from one place to another.
或者是为了生活的缘故啊，从一个地方移到另外一个地方去嘛，迁移啊。
It may be because of their life, they might move from one place to another.
哦，所以他现在说，现在教会里面如果有一些客旅的做客旅的弟兄们来到我们这当中，他说不可以忘记要爱心接待他。
And so if there were members that moved to our church, then we do not forget to show love to them.
他特别说不可以忘记，表示说很容易忘记嘛。
And to not forget them means that it is very easy to forget them.
那所谓的忘记其实就是忽略的意思了。
And to forget is to ignore them.
Neglect.
Or neglect them.
就是说你现在比如说我们到教会来，现在我们通常眼睛会看谁啊？
So usually when we come to church, who do we look at?
你看我们眼睛都看我们认识的人，看有没有来，我们跟他打招呼啊，跟他讲讲话啊。
And the people that we know, we might say hello.
但是对那些不认识的人，我们可能就说这个我不认识，不知道跟他讲什么，我们就不会跟他沟通嘛。
And for those that we do not know, we might not talk to them because we don't know what to say to them.
这个叫做忽略了。
This is a neglect.
所以我们今天他说。这个圣经劝勉我们说不可以忽略用爱心去接待这些陌生的脸孔的弟兄姐妹。
So we do not, we should not forget or neglect strangers and endeavor to show love to them.
那当然，当然这里的讲的接待，当然就是指说，因为以前也没有那么方便说到处有旅馆可以住，所以要把他接到家里面来。安顿他的生活。
It says entertain the strangers because before they did not have hotels for them to stay at, so they most likely would be staying in the member's house.
因为他接下去他用了这个用个例子说，以前哦曾经有接待客里的，不知不觉就接待了天使这个例子。
And he uses an example for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
那我们都知道，他这个例子在讲的就是至少亚伯拉罕那个时候是这样子。
And so this example is talking about Abraham.
你看亚伯拉罕，他就是很热情的去接待那他看到那个三个陌生人。
And so Abraham saw these three strangers, and however he showed them great hospitality.
啊，把他接到他自己的帐篷这边来，那盛情款待他们，准备了丰盛的午餐让他们吃。
And he took them to his where his tent was, and provided a very bountiful meal for them.
哦，还自己还当仆人当 waiter 这样子服侍他们呢。
And for him, he was like a servant to them.
哦，然后讲到罗德，他也曾经你看接待这两个天使。
And same thing with Lot, he also brought two angels.
那是罗德是把他接到家里来住的。
And he brought these two angels to live.In his house.
所以他认为说你客人不能够住在外面，你要住在我家。
And he believed that oh you should not that they should not live outside, they should come to my house.
所以这个在创世纪里面的故事我们都很熟悉的。
So these are some familiar stories in the book of Genesis.
那表示说你看他接待这些人，这个圣经里面的例子都说他们得到了福气。
And so for those that were hospitable to people, they received blessings.
啊、所以今天我们对弟兄姐妹，如果我们在当中有一些陌生的人、啊、我们一定要、啊、不要忽略他们，要帮助他们，然后 good 问候，用爱心款待。
So for people that we are not familiar with, when we see them in church, we need to not neglect them and talk to them and show love to them.
第三节是说，你们要纪念那个被捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Three. Remember that the, those in prison, as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering.
那表示说，当时候被捆绑是有些人被关起来，为了福音的缘故，啊，下监牢里的。
So this tells us that there are people in the time who were imprisoned because of their belief.
他说，你要纪念哦，然后好像跟他们同受捆绑。
And tells us to remember them as if you were their fellow prisoners.
那表示说。我们要想到他们的遭遇，要用将心比心，他们现在被关起来了，他们会遇到什么样的困难？他们有什么需要我们可以帮助的
？And we need to have a heart of empathy to think about them and remember them.、
啊、那些他说那些被苦害的人、啊、你想要自己说我在肉身，我也有肉体啊。那如果被苦害的人被鞭打了，被做什么、啊、不幸的事情发生，那我。也如果是我的话，我会有这种感受，我多难过啊
！And to do the same for those who are mistreated, who are beaten, and to endure the same suffering as they did.
也就是说，我们有那种关心，会体会他们所受的苦，然后我们会提供我们所能够提供的帮助。
And to think about them, and to have a heart of empathy towards them.
因为像主耶稣所说，他说马太福音第二十五章，他说如果弟兄下监牢，你要做什么？然后你去探望他。
And it is like in the book of Matthew, and Jesus Christ says that if
如果弟兄被关起来了
if a brother was imprisoned,
那有爱心的人他说我就去 探望他。
A person with love will go see them.
如果一个人他说没有衣服可以穿了，那我就提供衣服让他穿。
And if someone said that did not have clothes, then I would give them clothes.
没有口渴人，我就给他一杯水喝。
And those who are thirsty, I will give them water to drink.
所以这个就是实际上的付出。
And this is what we can give them.
所以我们要常常想到说，我们自己也有肉体，对方弟兄姐妹他们在受苦当中，他们一定很难过。因为如果是我的话，我也是这样难过。
So because of our physical bodies, if we are we understand what suffering is. So when we see others that are suffering, and then we will also be feel the suffering.
会想到说是主内一体，他们在受苦，我们也同受苦难。
And because in because we are one body, and when they are suffering, we are suffering as well.
所以这三节都要提到说，我们对待人的时候，我们真的要用爱心相待。
So these three verses are talking about and towards a man, we need to show love.
好，那我们现在看第四节。
Let's look at verse four.
婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不可以污秽，因为苟合行淫的人，神必要审判。
For marriage should be honored by all, the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral.
第五节说，你们存心不可以贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我纵不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Five, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said.
第六节是说，所以我们可以放胆的说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢？
Six. So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper; I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?"
那这三节圣经来讲，都是对我们自己本身的要求。
And these three things are what we require of ourselves.
我们要爱别人，但是我们要自己谨慎自己，所以我们要同时要注意，我们自己要爱我们自己，保守自己，不要在这个福音上、这个神的国度里面哦，变成被弃绝的、不 qualified 了。
And so for us today, we need to also love, show love to ourselves so that when we go before God, we will not be rejected by Him.
那两件事情要很小心。
So there are two things that we need to be careful.
第一个就是要很小心这个淫乱的事。
And the first is to be wary of sexual immorality.
第二件事情就是要很小心这个贪心的问题。
And the second is to watch out of our greed.
所以就是。色情跟金钱、两件事、
So sexual morality and our greed.
你看他特别提到说婚姻人人都要尊重。
And in verse 4 tells us that the marriage should be honored by all.
那表示说当时候其实有很多异端在教会里面流行的了。
So it tells us that there are many heresies going around in the church.
那其中有一个问题就是有些人他不要结婚啊，有些所谓禁欲主义者他就认为说婚姻是污秽的，这个东西不可以。
So there might be some heresy going around in the church saying that a marriage is something that is bad.
对，就是因为你看他们认为说这个男女的关系哦，不圣洁，这个不可以，所以他们就拒绝婚姻。
Because they felt that the intimacy between a man and a woman was not clean.
那表示说他不尊重，也不了解神所设立婚姻的目的。
Which means that they do not understand the institution of marriage.
那另一个极端就是这淫乱的啊，随便乱来的。
And the second is also the people who do whatever they want.
但是有的时候床也不可以污秽，表示说，因为当时候有苟合行淫的是很普遍的。
And because the people at the time were very
就是他们随便交往，就是男女的关系很
复杂。So the people at that time did whatever they want, and the relationships were very complicated.
那所以今天这个社会就是这个这句话的翻版呢。
And this the society today is exactly like this verse.
你看今天这个苟合行淫的事情有多普遍呢
？And if we talk about
这个换奸淫的事情，在这个社会已经不是什么小大事的了。
So sexual immorality is not a big deal in our society.
你看，在很多开放的社会，都已经把这种淫乱的事情把它合理化、合法化，而且还把它公开化了。
And so this liberal society has put many of these into laws and are very open about it.
它就把它变成一种 business 啊，就是变成一种开公司、开一个。就是好像经营一个企业一样，把它经营的有声有色，然后可以政府可以扣税。
And sometimes it becomes sort of like a business, and they can
这个就是淫乱的社会。
And this is a corrupt society.
所以这个苟合行淫的人，神必审判，也就是说，这个奸淫乱的事是神所厌恶的。
So for God will judge adulterer and all the sexually immoral. So this is what God detests.
那这些淫乱的人是在神的国度没有份的。
And these people will not have a part with God.
哦，所以以弗所书我们读过的，就很多事情都一直在强调说要避免淫乱。
So we need to separate ourselves from immorality.
那到第二件事情就是有关贪爱钱财的事。
And the second is talking about the love of money.
他说你存心不可以贪爱钱财哦。
And it tells us to be free from the love of money.
要以自己所有的为主了。
And to be content with what you have.
他因为神会看顾，所以你不用担心说，哦，如果没有钱的话，我就活不下去了。
And because God has said that, and so that He will never leave us, so we do not need to worry if we will be without money.
特别强调说，主曾说过，他说我不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
And it specifically says that God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you."
就是说，主一定会看顾的，他知道你的需要。
So it tells us that God knows what we need.
你不用担心说你变成孤儿，没有人可以依靠，你会一无所有。
And that we do not need to worry about whether or not we would be homeless.
因为贪爱钱财表示说他会觉得钱财是个依靠，如果没有钱财就没有安全感。
And so for those who love money because they feel that it is something that they need to rely on. If they don't have it, they have nothing to rely on.
以弗所书五章五节说，那个贪心的就像拜偶像的一样。
And so in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells that those who love money, who are greedy, it is like worshiping idols.
所以他说，存心不可以贪爱，表示说我们要注意我们的心的问题。有时候我们会不知不觉的，心里面就会想说，我如果有多一点钱，我不知道多好。
And so we need to watch our heart, and because sometimes we may think if we have this extra bit of money, how great would it be?
但其实一定要反过来想到说，要以我所有的为主，我现在有的感谢主，一定是够用的。
However, we need to reverse that and think about be content with what we already have.
因为有时候这个钱财是个诱惑。
Because sometimes the love of money is a great temptation.
那如果我们心没有小心，我们真的就会落入那个迷惑里的。
And if we are not careful, we will fall into this temptation.
所以那个提摩太前书六章才一直强调说，哦，不要让自己落入那个贪爱钱财，你会落入那个无知有害的事业跟那个网罗里面，然后你就跑不出来了。
And because it says in 2 Timothy that do not love money.
前书，
1 Timothy that if we love money, we will fall into the trap and be captured by it.
对，我们会受苦。
And we will endure suffering.
我们有个弟兄呢，他住了一个地方的区还不错。
And we have a brother who lived in a pretty nice neighborhood.
他买了一栋房子，也蛮还好，在很好的时机买了一栋。算蛮便宜的房子的。
And so he brought a very good home.
最近很多人在买房子啊。
And there are many people that recently were buying homes.
有些有钱人都到处去看，看看那个地方好，他就高价可能要买他的房子啊。
And so some people will look around and see if there is a good house, and he would buy their house.
最近他就在外面走，他就在他家在外面那里散步啊。
So recently and he was walking around outside.
就有人开车过来。停在旁边问他说：“某某人，你住哪里呀？”
And someone came up to him, drove by, asked him, "Oh, where do you live?"
那这个是你的房子吗？
And they asked, "Is this your house?"
啊，这个房子你要不要卖？
And they asked him, "Do you want to sell this house?"
啊，你要卖多少？
How much will you sell it for?
这个人真奇怪，但突然之间问他说要买房子啊。
And he thought this person is so weird to ask that I want if I would want to sell my house.
他就反问他说：“那你觉得我这个房子值多少钱呢？”
And he asked the person, "Oh, how much do you think my house is worth?"
哇，他就给他开一个价钱，是他原来买的两倍价钱。
And the person told him a price that was two times what the brother paid for.
哦，那是一个很大的数目了。
And it was a huge amount.
那这个弟兄他心里面没有动啊，他说：“对不起啊，我现在不缺钱，我这个钱。”我现在住在这里好好的啊，我那么多，你现在给我那么多钱，我还到伤脑筋，所以你去另外找地方吧。
And so, and this brother replied that, and since he was very, he was not content with his house, so then he said that he was not selling, that told the person to look elsewhere.
他说他如果以前呢，他也许就会动心了。
And he said that if it was before, he might have wanted.To sell it.
因为想说我现在如果一卖掉以后我就多少多少钱我就可以去投资做什么做什么那就好可以做好多事业。
And he might have thought that, oh, if I could, with the money that I make, from selling my house, I could, put it into business.
但是他现在已经以他所有的为主他知道这个人生重点不在拥有很多财富。
And however, and he now he knew that the purpose of his life was not to have a lot of material goods.
所以他就跟那个人打发走了。
So he just told that person no.
所以你看说我们今天如果我们心里面不贪爱钱财，很多引诱我们就可以胜过了。
And for us today, if our hearts does not have the love of money, then there are many temptations that we will not we can overcome.
那其实。第六节特别强调说，主是帮助我的人，我不惧怕，人能把我怎么样呢
？And in verse 6 it says, "So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper; I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?"
因为当时候他们其实面临很多的挑战，包括很多的逼迫患难的。
And so, because the people, the members at the time encountered many trials and persecution.
很多未来，我们不是不知道，我们没办法预料说以后发生什么事情。
And they were not able to know what would happen in the future.
你看，我们有时候人的没有安全感，是来自于我们对未来未不知，我们无知于未来，我们不知道将来发生什么事情，所以年老还没有年老以前，就要先准备好多好多钱。
And for us, many of us are worried about what will happen in the future, about when we retire.
哦，但是如果我们想到说主是帮助我的，那就不用担心了。
However, if we think about that the Lord is our helper, then we will not have to worry.
神会看顾一只麻雀，他就会看顾我们的生活。
If God will look after a bird, then He will look after us.
当我们需要的时候，神就一定给我们足够的够用。
And if what we need, God will give us enough of it.
哦，神就要让我们能够过一个敬虔的生活。
And He will help us live a simple and life.
不要去一直以为说我有很多钱，我才有安全感。
And to not for us not always think that if we have a lot of money, then we will feel secure.
我们一定要想到这一句话，说主是帮助我的，我不用害怕。
Then we need to think that the Lord is my helper; I will not be afraid.
好，所以前面这六节呢，在讲。对人的爱心，跟对我们自己的提醒。
So the first six verses talk about the love towards others and our love for ourselves.
那从第七节开始到第十七节啊。
Let's look from verse chapter 7 to verse 17.
那这一段呢、啊，在讲这个我们要对这个牧者，就是对关心我们灵魂的人的爱心。
And this is the love that we need to show to those who care about our spirituality.
你现在看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
从前引导你们。传神之道给你们的，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。
7. Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith.
好，然后第八节就讲到说，主耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远都是一样的。
And in verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
表示说主耶稣不会改变。
It tells us that Jesus Christ will not change.
好，第九节他讲到说，你小心不要被那个。怪异的教训给勾引去了。
And in verse 9, it tells us not to be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings.
我们的心要靠神的恩典得坚固才是好的啦。
And it is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace.
啊，不要去管那些什么饮食的条例，那些食物的事情，你不要去担心呢。
And to not care, worry about the ceremonial foods.
那现在，所以这三节圣经来讲一个重点，就是说，我们今天一定要去想想那些前辈，信仰的前辈所留下给我们的榜样。
And so these three verses tell us to think about the examples that our the leaders have of faith have shown us.
对这些属灵的前辈关心他们引导他们在神的道理成长的人，他们已经做过美好的信心，让他们效法了。
And so the leaders who spoke the word of God have already shown us an example of how to live our life.
要想想他们当时是怎样做，然后他们的结果是什么。
And to think about what they did and what is their outcome.
因为有时候我们一生的崛起啊，会让我们觉得说啊，真的服侍神，在神对神有信心，真的神不会亏待他吗
？And so from the outcome of our life for us is that no matter how much we serve God, God will not let us be at a loss.
你看我们今天在教会里面，我们都看到好多我们以前的属灵的长辈。他们所留下给我们的美好的脚踪。
And so in church today, we see a lot of many of our older members who show us a good example to us.
对，就是 previous generation， 就是以前的他那些带领我们的，比如说我们以前的这些很多的长老们。
So a lot of the previous generation and elders.
他们很多的好的这个家言美德，真的是留给我们很好的效法的榜样。
And there are many examples that they have shown us and are an example to us.
所以要常常想念他们，想到他们所留下给我们的这些好的作为，给我们让我们可以效法，我们就跟随他们的脚踪行吧。
So we need to think about their way of life and to follow in their footsteps.
那所以我们有时候我们还活着的人，我们一定要想。
So for those that are still us that are still living, we need to think.
我们做父母的，我们要留给我们儿女什么东西啊？
As parents, what do we want to leave our children?
我们不要为儿女去积很多财富了。
We do not want to leave our children a big inheritance.
这些财富也许是对他们是有伤害的。
And this huge all material goods can lead them to destruction.
对，这些财富可能让他们兄弟这些子女互相争吵。
And can cause brothers and sisters to have conflict.
但是如果我们留给他们真的信心的榜样，我们美好的这些属灵上面这个。对神道理的忠心以及我们对道理的认识，那么对他们是最好的。
However, if we leave them an example of a life of faith, and then that is the best that we can give to them.
所以这个信仰的资产是看不见的，但是这个却是能够存到永远的。
And so the our spiritual inheritance is something that we cannot see, but it is forever.
所以我们一定要了解什么叫做才能够存到最有价值的。
So we need to think about what is has the most worth.
那也要让他们了解，要坚守我们所信的道理。
And we need to keep our truth.
所以我们要效法这些属灵的长辈，也就是说，我们本身一定要在这个道理上屹立不摇，不要被那个奇怪的教训给勾引走了。
And we need to keep our faith and not to be carried away by strange teachings.
他特别强调说，主耶稣昨日、今日、以后都一样啊。
And it tells says.Specifically, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
表示说，你看这些属灵的前辈们，他们当时候这样子信心在持守道理，他们所留下这个美好的道、美好的榜样，我们今天一样可以效法，因为主耶稣一样会这样带领我们，因为耶稣没有改变。
So, it specifically tells us that the leaders who follow the word of God and they kept their life of faith and they imitate.Jesus Christ, who is the same today, yesterday, and forever.
因为主耶稣既然是一样的，你看以前的人，他们可以得到神的恩典，他们的信心可以得到坚固。今天我们也一样可以靠着神的恩典得坚固。
So because Jesus Christ is forever, for us today, we can receive the same blessings that are the last generation received.
那所以不用在这个饮食上、食物上这些会坏、朽坏的东西，在那边伤脑筋，在那边下功夫了。
So we should not be carried away by the strange teachings about food.
所以那个第九节，我们中文圣经说，那这在饮食上专心的，从来没有得到益处、啊。
And so in verse 9 it says, and there is no value to those who eat them.
那个所谓在饮食上专心，就是做这个所谓的专心，其实就是行事做这种事，就是说你现在一直在这个吃的这个问题上这边下功夫，然后去那边去怎么遵行什么条例什么条例，他说那个是没有用的。
And it tells says here that so those who put all their effort into trying to keep all the ceremonial foods, these are of no value.
哦，然后接下去他为什么强调说这些肉有关于这个吃的东西，这个是没有益处呢？因为从第十节开始到第十四节，他现在要讲到主耶稣基督的救赎。
And so, and why are these of no value? And in verse 10 to 14, it talks about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督啊。他现在把他自己献上去了。
Jesus Christ has offered himself as a sacrifice.
第十节是说我们有一个祭坛、啊、上面的祭物是那些在帐幕中供职的人不可以同吃的啦。
And verse 10 it says, we have an altar from which those who minister at the tabernacle have no right to eat.
那这个祭坛呢，其实指的是耶稣基督他所成就的这个救恩，他自己把自己献上在十字架上、啊、他献上他自己了。
So this altar is Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross for us.
上面的祭物是耶稣基督啊。
So the sacrifice is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣就像那个赎罪日那一只代罪的羔羊啊，是流血之后全部被烧掉了，带到营外去烧掉了。
And he is a sacrificial lamb and which was burned completely.
哦，所以那个第十一节是说，原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，那牲畜的身子呢就被烧在营外了。
11. The high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering, but the bodies are burned outside the camp.
那这一句话呢，就是你如果看利未记第十六章啊，他在讲那个赎罪日的那只羔羊，要为全体的百姓赎罪，那个做法就是一样，就是这样子。
And this is talking about in the book, similar to in the book of Leviticus, for the sin offering, it is exactly the same how it is carried out.
哦，那 流血之后，血带到圣所去为百姓赎罪，然后那个身体所有的东西全部哦，全祭牲，包括他的粪啊，什么东西全部带到营外烧光光。
And so the blood of the animal is offered, and then all of the body is burned completely outside of the camp.
第十二节是说，所以呢，耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城外受苦了。
12, and so Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood.
所以主耶稣基督呢，他就是在那个，你看刚才在那个哥哥他山呢，城外耶路撒冷城外被钉十字架的。
And so Jesus Christ was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem.
那主耶稣这个祭物啊，他被献上去，他说那个在帐幕当中供职人是不可以吃啊。
And it says that those who ministers of the tabernacle have no right to eat.
也就是说，其实如果现在有些人还想要还有那个旧约献祭的观念呢，他一定不了解耶稣基督的那个这个道理。
And so for those who still want to keep the Mosaic laws, then they do not understand the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他也没办法领受耶稣基督所带给我们的恩典。
And they are not able to partake of the blessing that Jesus Christ has given us.
所以呢，在专注在旧约律法上，在一些这个律法的条例的人哦，他就搞不清楚主耶稣所成就的那个恩典是有多好。
And there, for those that still keep the Mosaic laws, they do not understand how great the love of Jesus Christ is and the blessing that He and the salvation that He has given us.
好，第十三节是说，这样子我们也应当出到城营外啊，救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。
13. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore.
我们要跟耶稣一样出到营外去了。
So like Jesus Christ, we need to go outside the
camp. 救他去哦，救了耶稣去就是。靠近耶稣十字架，跟主耶稣走同样路线。
And that is to go in the same direction and towards Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们今天一定要看到主耶稣所成就的，主耶稣所执行这个更美的救赎，是要让我们脱离律法的瑕疵，让我们真的在耶稣基督里面能够完成神的要求。我们已经被神称义成圣的。
So Jesus Christ has given us a better salvation, and so when we go towards Him and we take up the salvation, then we become holy and pure.
这些犹太教的这些律法、这个约束，对我们来说已经过去了。
And all of the Jewish laws are of the past.
那我们现在救到耶稣去之后，他说一样到城外去忍受他所受的凌辱，表示说主耶稣基督是为了这个救恩受苦的。
And 14, he goes outside the city to So we need to ourselves go outside.
那忍受他受的凌辱，表示说主耶稣他受苦，我们要跟他一起受苦。
And so he, Jesus Christ suffered outside. So we need to suffer along with him.
那当时候要跟随耶稣啊，要受苦了。
So those who followed Jesus at the time had to suffer.
那最直接的就是，如果他们是本来是犹太教的信仰，他现在要离开犹太教信耶稣。可能就被人家赶出会堂，被人家除名了。
And the most common was for those who used to believe in the Jewish Jewish traditions. Once they believed in Christ, they might have been kicked out of the Jewish temples.
对，所以要跟主耶稣同受苦难。但是我们如果相信耶稣基督，我们就觉得说啊，这个是值得的。
So we might suffer with Jesus Christ. However, through Him, it is worth it.
为什么我们愿意跟耶稣一起同受苦难
？So why are we willing to endure the same suffering as Jesus Christ？
第十四节是说，我们在这里本没有长存的城，乃是寻求那将来的城。
14. For here we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come.
表示说，我们今天在世上是客旅。
So it tells us that we are aliens here.
我们所看的所仰望的是那更美的家乡是在天上的。
So we are looking towards our heavenly home.
所以我们看第十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章的第十六节。
11 verse 16.
他们却羡慕一座更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预作了一座城。
16 said they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
这个在天上的这一座城就是圣城耶路撒冷，就是天上属灵的教会。
And this better country is the spiritual Jerusalem and is the church.
这是真正的神的国度，将来我们所要进去领受产业的。
And this is the kingdom of God where we'll receive our inheritance.
这个叫做我们将来的归宿，更美的家乡。
This is our better home.
因此。我们为耶稣所受的凌辱，救耶稣去受苦，我们 愿意，我们觉得也值得。
And this is why we are willing to go suffer with Jesus Christ because it is we believe that it is worth it.
因为我们在地上只是暂时的。
Because we are only temporary here in this world.
将来那看不见的那个将来才是永远的。
And what we cannot see is what is forever.
那也是永远的荣耀。
And this is glory forever.
好，那现在看看回来第十三章啊，第十五节。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15.
十章十五节是说，那我们应当要靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
15. Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of the lips that confess His name.
那第十七节、十六节是说，只是不可以忘记行善和捐书的事，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
16. I do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
那我们现在要献上属灵的祭了。
So we need to give spiritual sacrifices.
第一个就是颂赞的祭。
The first is the sacrifice of praise.
就是靠着耶稣基督不住的赞美，凡事谢恩、啊、常常感谢神。
And through Jesus Christ, we can continually praise God.
然后第二个就是这个行善的祭。
And the second is a sacrifice of good works.
我们去帮助人，去施舍给别人，这是神所喜悦的事。
So to do good works and to share with others.
那他这个行善跟捐书的事情是神所喜悦，是这样子，是神所喜悦，表示说，在我们。所谓的行善跟捐书，比如说在患难中的人，我们去帮助他，实际的帮助，这才是真的有效，才是真的神喜悦的，而不是只是嘴巴上的。
And so, for praise and for to do good works, we need to actually do good works, and that is what pleases God, not just giving a lip service.
好，所以这个献上属灵的祭，这个其实我们如果这样做，也等于在遵行真理。
So if we give these spiritual sacrifices, this is keeping the truth.
你看，我们今天要怎样爱那个关心我们灵魂的牧者呢？
So how can we show love to the people who care about our spirituality?
就好像约翰长老在写信的时候，他写信给约翰二书里面，他讲：“我听到我的儿女按真理行，我的喜乐就没有比这个更大的了。”
And so in Elder John, right, writes that in chapter 2 that those who there's nothing more.That he is brings great joy than people who are walking in the truth.
所以你看，今天你看一个牧者，像主耶稣基督是大牧者，他最期盼我们做什么事
？And so, Jesus Christ, who is the high priest, what does he want us to do?
他是我们的牧者，他是我们的 shepherd.
Oh, he is our shepherd.
那这个牧者就是他最希望我们能够照他的吩咐行。
And this shepherd wants us to do.What he says.
所以主耶稣不是说，哎，要我们去奉献啊，给他很多什么礼物啊。
And so he does not want us to give him a lot of many presents.
最好的礼物就是我们真的做他听话的儿女，照他的吩咐，他所说的每一件事情，我们都去执行他。
And the best, what we can do is to be obedient to him and do what it is that he says.
那对要对我们这个属灵的牧者有表示我们的爱心，就是我们照着真理去行。
And so for those who show love to our spiritual shepherds is to do according to the truth.
那去行真理，这个叫做顺从啊。
And to do do good works to the truth is to be obedient.
好，我们现在看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
他说：“你们要依从那些引导你们的啊，且要顺从顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那些。”将来要交账的人，你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不致忧愁。若忧愁，就与你们无益了。
17. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy and not a burden, for that will be of no advantage to you.
那所以这段圣经在讲说要顺从这个他们当时候那些牧者，表示有一些啊，也许那些使徒有的还在，但是有些人已经。在教会里面在质疑这些属灵的牧者的这个权柄。
So, in 17 tells us to obey the leaders, so the leaders of the church of that time.
也就是说，当时有一些奇怪的教训在勾引人的时候，通常第一件事情都要先把这个属灵牧者的这个权柄把它打掉。
And so, for when there are strange teachings in the church, what they have to do, the first thing that they do is to
让这些信徒不会再顺从、啊、这个牧者所讲的这个教训。
And is to, is for those in order for people to follow these strange teaching is for them to not to convince people to not follow the teachings of the leaders.
对，所以就是这个就是他提到说要顺从了。
And so it tells here to obey and to submit.
那为什么这个真的是牧者的？他说为全体的信徒谨慎，为他们灵魂时刻警醒。
And so if it tells the leaders.To watch for the spirituality of all the members and to be watchful.
就像保罗他跟那个以弗所长老说，你们要谨慎自己，跟为群羊谨慎，为全体信徒谨慎。
And it's like what Paul tells leaders of elders in Ephesus of that they need to be watchful of themselves and of all the members in the church.
所以你看他这些牧者就是被神交付职分跟被神托付。这个照管责任的人。
So these people were given authority and responsibility by God.
他们将来要向主耶稣交账的。
So they will be held accountable to God.
那他们在交他们在做的时候，希望他们在交账的时候是可以很快乐，不会很忧愁的。
So that when you are obedient, then they will their work will be a joy and not a burden.
那如果在交的时候忧愁，比如说这个牧者忧愁了，那结果那个。吃亏的是谁啊？
So if when those that are if it is a burden, who is the person that is at a loss?
真正忧愁就是信徒，他们没有办法见神。
And the people that are at a loss are those are the members because they will not be able to come and meet God.
因为他如果不听这个，比如说当时候这引导人的这些信息，他去听了那些。奇异的这个教训，他当然不能够进神的国度了。
Because if they these members do not listen to obey the leaders and however follow strange teachings, and at the end they will not be able to meet God.
所以真正不顺服的后果是这些信徒要承担呢。
And so if they are not obedient, then it is the members who have to bear the consequences.
所以他现在是说，一定要小心了、哦。
So it tells us to be watchful.
应当要顺从为你们灵魂警醒的人。
And to watch over.
要听从这些真理的教导。
And to listen to those the truth.
好，然后最后哈，从第十八节开始到最后。
From 18 to the end.
这个就是爱心的代祷。
And tells about a prayer, love through prayer.
他在讲从第十八节开始，他在讲这个你要为我们祷告。
And in verse, starting from verse 18, tells us to pray for us.
为我们祷告，所以呢，我们就可以凡事按正道行。
And so to pray for us, we are sure that we have a clear conscience.
那我们可以哈、哦、到你们那边去，然后能够得到一个平顺的道路，然后探望你们，为你们这样子啊，让彼此来劝勉。
And so that they can encourage one another.
然后之后最后第二十节到二十一节，这个他是爱心的祝福。
And verse 20, starting from verse 21, is the blessing.
你看他的祝福啊、哦，那这个祝福，你看他的重点，第二十节，他特别强调我们的主耶稣，我们的神是谁啊
？And in verse 20, so it talks about who our God is.
你看我们的神是赐平安的神。
And because our God is a God that gives peace.
我们的神是生命的神。
Our God is a living God.
因为他是叫主耶稣从死里复活了。
Because he was one that brought.Jesus Christ back from the dead.
我们的主耶稣是我们的大牧者。
He is a great shepherd.
所以你看他最后就希望说啊，他有几个心愿呢哈。
And so at the end, he has some things that he hopes for.
你看第二十一节说哈。
And so in verse 21 it says,
在愿你们在各样的善事上都成全你们。
21, equip you with everything good for doing His will.
然后说叫你们可以遵行他的旨意。
And may he may he work for thing for doing his will.
然后第三件事情就是说，借着主耶稣基督在你们心里能够行他所喜悦的事。
And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ.
然后愿神在你们一切事上都能够得到荣耀。
And so to be the glory forever.
这个就是你看他在讲这个最后祝福这句话里面，他讲到他们这个，因为希伯来书是一封信。当然我们不知道这个作者真的是谁，不过他这封信真的是充满了他对当时候整个教会的一个期待。
So Hebrews is a letter. We do not know the author of this letter, but we can tell the love that he shows to the members of the time.
他当时候有一个盼望啊。
And he had a hope.
就对信徒本身呢、啊。
Towards the for the members.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
弟兄们，我略略写信给你们的是望你们能听我劝勉的话。
22 brothers, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for I've written you only a short letter.
他只是 简单写，他没办法写很多，但是他说希望我这些提醒你们可以听得进去啊。
So he was not able to write a lot, and it was because and he wrote simply.
所以他当时候是相信说他们一定可以做得更好。
So he believed that they could probably do even better.
因为他觉得说我现在写信给你们啊，让你们，那我相信你们现在已经不错了，不过还可以更好了。
So he believed that they were good, but they could be even better.
我们现在看最后看第六章第九节，第六章第九节。
Oh, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9.
希伯来书六章九节说：“亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽然是这样说了但先深信你们的行为强过这些，而且是近乎得救了。”
chapter 6, verse 9. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident in better things in your case, things that accompany salvation.
第十一节是说：“因为神并不是不公义的，他竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他的名所显的爱心，就是先前侍候圣徒，如今还是侍候。”
Verse 10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped the people and continue to help them.
第十一节说，我们愿你们个人都能够显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
11, we want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure.
十二节说，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
12, we do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
就当知道说他当时候这个作者在写信的时候，他的当时候的期待。
And so we can see the hope of the author.
他我们现在看来他这封信其实写的很仔细的，但是他说他只是略略的写了而已啊，
and、
一个很短的信呢、啊。
So even though he wrote very thoroughly, he said that he only wrote a short letter.
表示说他当时真的对整个教会有很深的期望，说大家能够在这个真理上能够站立得稳，也能够效法那些古圣徒所留的美好榜样，大家一起在这个正道上呢一起努力。
So the author had a great hope that the members of that time would continue in the truth and to follow the example of their forefathers.
要殷勤，要站立得住。
And to keep stand firm in their faith.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God guide us.
我们再来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
484首。
484.